أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال موسى لقومه: استعينوا بالله واصبروا، إن الأرض لله جميعا، يورثها من يشاء من عباده، والعاقبة للمتقين. قالوا: أوذينا من قبل أن تأتينا ومن بعد ما جئتنا، قال عسى ربكم أن يهلك عدوكم ويستخلفكم في الأرض فينظر كيف تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. The last discussion that we had, Fir'aun was asked to address Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to the consequences of whatever Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had done. Fir'aun does not address Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but rather he speaks of the punishment of destroying the boys, killing the young boys, and leaving the women to grow. وَإِنَّا فَوْقَهُمْ قَاهِرُونَ. And his last statement was that we have power over them. In other words, we can do as we want to do. On the other side, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam addresses the Bani Israel. They knew that they are under threat. They knew that Fir'aun will do what he has to do and what he wants to do. And hence, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam addresses his people, the Bani Israel. Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِ. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people, استعينوا بالله واصبروا. Here there are two prescriptions I can give you, O my people. استعينوا بالله, seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And second is واصبروا, persevere. Seek the help of Allah Rabbul Izzat, because there is no power and there is no might besides that of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Secondly, واصبروا, make sabr, persevere. In other words, be vigilant insofar as the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are concerned. What is impermissible, keep away from it. What is compulsory, abide by the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ. Certainly the earth, completely and totally, all of it belongs only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It does not belong to Fir'aun, nor does it belong to the army of Fir'aun or the courtiers of Fir'aun, but the land belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzat. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a system, and that system is يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the inheritance of the land to whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desires, مِنْ عِبَادِي, from the slaves and the servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. There are times when the slaves are not obedient to Allah, then Allah Ta'ala takes away the land from their control. And then when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala so desires, Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala gives the land back to them, depending on their amal, depending on their deen. وَلَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the ultimate good is for the muttaqeen, those who have the quality of taqwa. In other words, they abstain from that which is haram. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave his people this advice. This is the prescription. And of course, when a Nabi speaks, he's speaking under instruction from Allah, under wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's following a revelation that comes down from Allah. Now on the other hand, the Bani Israel had no concept of what is sabr, and what is perseverance, and what is it to ask from Allah Rabbul Izzat. We spoke before about this, that on the one hand, there are about 400 years of difficulties that they are going through, generation after generation. So they responded to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they said, قَالُوا أُوذِينَا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَأْتِيَنَا وَمِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جِئْتَنَا. Musa, we have been tested, we have been put through difficulties, min qabli an ta'tiyana, before you had come to us, wa min ba'di ma ji'tana, and after you have come to us. In other words, we went through these difficulties before. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali interprets it this way, that we went through all of this before. We thought a prophet, a Nabi will come, the situation will change. But wa min ba'di ma ji'tana, after you came, we are still tried. We are still going through all these difficulties, all this taklif. We also need to understand, Allah will change halat and conditions when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to. That is all in the hands of Allah. Our responsibility is to persevere. Our responsibility is to be obedient. Seek and ask from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. قَالَ عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُهْلِكَ عَدُوَّكُمْ وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam responds to his people and he says, perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy your enemy. وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and Allah will make you successors on the earth, on the land. فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will examine what your deeds are, how you act. At this time, you need to make sabr. Now, there is a very important aspect, that to gain sovereignty of the land is not the objective of Islam, not the objective of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. The objective is فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ, that when you have the sovereignty, you have the control of the land, then do you abide by the commandments of Allah? Do you implement the laws of Allah? Do you bring peace and justice? Are you fair to everyone? That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see. There was a person by the name of Amr ibn Ubaid. He was a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he saw in the Abbasi dynasty that he speculated that Mansur will become the next Khalifa, so he said to Mansur, O Mansur, asa rabbukum ay yuhlika aduwakum wa yastakhlifakum fil ard fayandura kayfa ta'malun. He read this ayat. Mansur had an inclination or a feeling that he will become the next Khalifa, and he had become thereafter. When he became the Khalifa, he said to Amr ibn Ubaid that your speculation was correct. He said, yes, the first part of the ayat. Now, the main part of the ayat, فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah has given you the sovereignty now. Allah is going to see, Allah is going to examine your deeds. Whether you are going to uplift the deen of Allah, whether you are going to implement the commandments of Allah, whether you are going to rule with peace and justice and make sure that there is no zulm in your hukumat, that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see. And this is the message that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam left for you and I. We may not have sovereignty of the land, but we have some kind of control in our homes. فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala also watches how we manage our affairs. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq.